drink from the well. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness is bought, the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Next Sunday is World Mission Sunday. This is a great chance for us all to be missionaries with our prayers and financial support. Your generosity is appreciated. Our food pantry distribution will be on Saturday, October 22nd. The call-in date is Tuesday, October 18th. Additional information can be found in our bulletin. The Men's Club invites all parish men to their meeting on Tuesday at 9:30 in the office meeting room. They are planning upcoming events for our parishioners and the community and would love to have you share their thoughts and ideas. The Women in the Bible study will begin on Friday, October 21st after Mass in the office meeting room. We are only a month away from the Memorial Mass for Monsignor Cummings and the parish picnic on Sunday, November 13th. And if you will be hearing more information in the following weeks, please stay tuned. Remember to put it on your calendar. All Souls Day on November 2nd is celebrated with a special Mass to pray for our departed parishioners and loved ones who have passed away since last year's service. If you have a spouse, parent, child, or sibling whom you would like to include, please contact the parish on that. Let's do our devotional prayers. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. We are defense against the weakness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, by trust in the hell of Satan, and all the living spirits who cry about the world to the human souls.
Please stand. morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Let's begin this celebration in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
My dear friends, coming together as God's family, let's acknowledge our failures and shortcomings before the Lord and ask His pardon and forgiveness. Let us all together say, I confess to Almighty God, and you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my fault. Therefore, I ask to spare your Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Reading from the Book of Exodus. In those days, Amalek came and waged war against Israel. Moses, therefore, said to Joshua, pick out certain men, and tomorrow we will go out and engage Amalek in battle. I will be standing on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses told him. He engaged Amalek in battle after Moses had climbed to the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur. As long as Moses kept his hands raised up, Israel had the better of the fight. But when he let his hands rest, Amalek had the better of the fight. Moses' hands, however, grew tired, so they put a rock in place for him to sit on. Meanwhile, Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady until sunset. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. The word of the Lord.
The psalm responds, "Our help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth."
Thank you. Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the lives of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" The Gospel of the Lord. In the last few weeks, we have been hearing from the Gospel about, maybe like 3 weeks back, we have been hearing about, you know, how God has given us so many of those wonderful gifts and how do we make use of those gifts that God has given to us, and how do we use them for the well-being and betterment of others. At the last Sunday, you remember, the Gospel we had was about, you know, the 7 lepers, you know, who were cleansed, and one of them came back and thanked God, and Jesus said, you know, he did the right thing. Be grateful to God, whatever God has, you know, done for us, and we always need to be grateful. And in today's Gospel, and all the readings of today, talk to us about, you know, prayer, the importance of prayer. And we all pray, right? Every one of us pray. And you know, in the first reading, you know, it's a beautiful example, Moses, you know, pray the way he prays. And we know, you know, when we pray, the most beautiful posture of prayer is like you extend your hands, right? You extend your hands and you pray because your hand is empty. There is nothing. And we need the help of God. We need the guidance of God. We need the protection of God for us. And therefore, we always, when we really sincerely, when we pray, we extend our hands and we pray, "Lord, help me." And like, I mean, that is what Moses was doing in today's first reading. You know, there was, you know, this war between Israelites and also, you know, from with Amalekites. And Moses said, "Hey, what I am going to do, what I can do is that I pray for him." So Moses went there with their staff, you know, in his hand, and you know, he raised his hand, he was praying. And as he was praying, when he was raising his hands and when he was praying, the people of Israel, they won the war. And the moment his hands came down, you know, and they lost the war. And you know what they did? You know, the other two guys, you know, they came and they gave a place for him to sit, and they raised his hands like that. You know, the other people, because Moses, how long you can raise your hand like that and stand? We cannot do that, right? For a long time. So, you know, what they did, the other two people, they came and, you know, helped him to raise his hand like that so that the people of Israel can win the war, you know, against the Amalekites. And that's what they did. And then finally, they won the war, you know. And therefore, sometimes we wonder, you know, like in our prayer life too, you know, we can get tired, right? We can get weary sometimes. And, you know, we have been praying for such a long time and nothing has happened. And we sometimes worry and we sometimes say, you know, why God doesn't hear my prayers? I don't hear any answer, you know. Sometimes, you know, God takes His own time. And also, as we heard in today's first reading, you know, sometimes when we are tired, you know, we need the help of others, right? We need the help of others. We need the help of our friends. We need the help of our families. We need the community prayer together. And that is why we come together every Sunday to give thanks to God and praise God and we worship together. You know, that's what we do. We are praying together as community and we need all those prayers and we need all those support. And therefore, my dear friends, today, as we reflect on this gospel passage and the first reading, let us always remember we need the help of God. We need the help of others and the community always, you know, to pray to God. And the gospel reading is a beautiful gospel reading. And, you know, Jesus said this beautiful parable to tell us about the necessity of praying constantly, you know, persistence in prayer. You know, like this widow, she has been like, you know, kind of pain. You know, like, I mean, every time, whenever she sees this dead, you know, she will go and talk to him about, you know, like giving her the right judgment. And this we heard that this man, this dead was, you know, he neither feared God nor respected any human beings. But he got scared of this woman. You know, and actually, in this, you know, in the original text, the Greek text, you know, in today's gospel, we heard like he was feared. You know, he was afraid that she will come and strike him. But in the original language, Greek language, it says, you know, he was afraid she will come and blacken his eye. You know, that is what it says. So he was scared. But you know, Jesus is making a beautiful point here. He said, if that judge, you know, who is, you know, so, you know, adamant, you know, so, he was not kind to, you know, this woman. But, you know, if he can render justice to this person, how much more our God the Father will help us? How much more God will help us to support us and he will give us his justice and hear our prayers. That's what Jesus is telling. And you know, sometimes we wonder, you know, how do we pray our prayer? You know, we all pray, right? Everybody, we pray. And you know, I always reflect prayer as kind of relationship that we, you know, that we have. You know, like, it all depends. You know, like, I mean, we have so many kinds of relationships, right? We have our family relationship. We have, you know, also our friends and our neighbors, our, you know, our teachers, our doctors, our friends, and, you know, I mean, our lawyers. You know, like, so many kinds of friendship we have. And sometimes, and most of all, our family is very important. Our family relationship is very important because everything revolves around, you know, like in the family, you know, like our rationality, our emotions, our work of leisure, our happiness, our anxiety, everything revolves around the family sometimes, right? And therefore, family, you know, plays an important role in our life, in our prayer life too. And also, you know, like, I mean, it all depends, you know, like, I mean, how do you see this relationship? Like, if you see God as part of our family, then our relationship with God, our prayer to God will be different. If you just see God as a kind of, you know, healer, God as a kind of doctor, you know, our prayer to God will be different. And if you always see God as kind of lawyer or, you know, somebody like that, our prayer will be different. You know, for me, I always see, you know, like, you know, our prayer should be like kind of, you know, in the family kind of atmosphere. You know, like we are just praying to God. You know, we need to see God as part of our family. You know, and what happens in the family? Is it always so nice and wonderful in the family? No. You know, like, I mean, in the family it happens. Therefore, you know, like in our relationship with God, when we pray to God, it doesn't have to be very, you know, very formal, you know, very official. No, we can always talk to God in a very simple, informal way. We can talk to Him. You know, when we have that relationship. That's why Jesus said, Jesus called God Abba, Father. You know, that's what He did. And therefore, that's what we also need to have, that relationship with God like that. And when you have such kind of relationship with God, we can just sit there and we can just talk to Him. We can just pour out anything. We can just bring all our frustrations, all our fears, and all that we have in our life, we can just put in front of Him. And sometimes it is okay to get angry. Sometimes it is okay to get, you know, frustrated. Well, sometimes you can say, you know, where are you? You know, there's nothing wrong with that. It all tells us our relationship. Relationship with God is the most important thing. How do you see God? You know, sometimes there are people able to pray like God is like a companion, a friend. You know, we can just, you know, how we pray, like, you know, as a friend. We sit together, friends to sit together, and they talk for hours, right? Without any problem. And sometimes people can just sit there, they can just spend hours and hours, you know, talking about different things. And that is what we need to have. That kind of personal relationship we need to have with God. Then our prayer becomes so beautiful, so nice, you know. And so that is what, you know, we are called to do. And then, you know, like as we hear in today's gospel, you know, we don't have to worry, you know, like about saying to God, oh, I said that for a long time, but, you know, like I'm not here, you know, like, you know, nothing happened. You know, look at the example of St. Monica. St. Monica was a beautiful example for us. She was praying for her son almost like 30 years. 30 years, finally, God now heard her prayer. And there are so many beautiful examples, you know, that we can find. You know, like, you know, and sometimes we wonder why. God knows what is best for us. You know, I remember when I was growing up, you know, small boy, and it's not like today. You know, if you want something, you go and tell your parents, say, I need this, you know, can you buy this for me or get for me? They will say, yeah, you know, like, yeah, we'll think about that, you know. So, you know, slowly, you know, maybe after 1 week, we want to mind them, you know, again. And maybe after 1 week, or maybe after 2 weeks, again and again. And then they will say, oh, yeah, finally, yeah, we, you know, like, tell me, show me. And then, you know, we get that. But today, probably, it will be different. As soon as you say, you know, say to the kids, you know, it's there for you. They'll buy for you, you know. But sometimes, you know, that's the way God works, you know. God takes His own time because God knows what is best for us, what is good for us. And therefore, never get weary and, you know, in asking. But, you know, pray persistently, you know, and have that connection. The most important thing in prayer is our connection with God. To make a personal relationship with God and talk to Him. That He's part of our family. He's part of our life. That is the way we need to go. We don't have to be afraid of God. No, God is a loving God, a forgiving God. And, you know, He always, you know, wants to give the best for all of us. And therefore, let us always, you know, make that personal relationship with God and try to be free with God. Talk to Him personally. You know, and, you know, we can just sit there, you know, pour out all that you have, you know, and talk to Him. He will be there to listen to us, and He will grant us what we need as part of His grace during this Eucharistic celebration.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you,
and glory to judgment of the dead, and his
kingdom will have no end. Hallowed be the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As we seek to follow Christ to fullness of life, we attend to the Lord with our prayers and petitions.
For God's holy church, may he bless her with continued growth in number and holiness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all nations, may God lead those in power to a just governance and give them the grace to discern what is best for their people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are absent from the life of the church, may the Lord encourage them in their faith and deliver them from doubt. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this community of worship, may God strengthen us against temptation and graciously hear our prayers for one another. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed, particularly those who have no one else to pray for them, may they be welcomed into the heavenly Jerusalem. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Well, let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for all our families. Lord, those who have asked our prayers, for those who are in the hospitals, nursing homes from our parish, let us also in a special way pray for our Michelle of his marriage's brother who passed away this week. Gracious God, we thank you for hearing our prayers which we offer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. During the preparation of readings, let us sing together number 329, Gift of Finding Sweet.
Thank you.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and for all the Holy Church.
Grant us, Lord, we pray, a sincere respect for your gift, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in goodness you created man, and when he was justly condemned, in mercy you redeemed him through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions, adores, and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven, the blessed seraphim, worship together with exaltation. May our voices be praying, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim. He took bread and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." He took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis, our Pope and Gregory, our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Especially let us remember all the deceased members of our own family. Have mercy on us, Lord, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty, Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Amen.
Jesus,
and our Lord, we pray that benefiting from the participation in heavenly things, we may be helped by what you give in this present age and prepared for the gift that are eternal. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated for a second, and all the kids, if you could come forward for a lesson. Find either the letter from the bishop in the bulletin, and you have the envelopes, you know, send your home. So, you know, we can bring the envelopes next Sunday and put it in the second collection. We'll have a second collection, so that it will be easy for them to sort it out. So, and also in the following week, the end of the month, we'll have a second collection for our for the hurricane relief, you know, so people, those who are really struggling with the other cause. You know, we are trying to help them. So, you know, like, try to be really generous in supporting our brothers and sisters, you know, who are really struggling there at this time. So please rise. The Lord be with you.
And
the Lord may God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, and this is
heaven.
Have a nice day.
As we present forth, let us sing together number 614, Raining Down.